For many years, Latino culture professor Ilan Stavins walked city streets and roamed the airwaves, listening to what he calls the jazz of Spanglish. It's a mixture of Spanish and English used by new arrivals to the U.S., an oral language mostly, but Stavins has been transcribing it in bits and pieces and has put many of those pieces into a book, Spanglish, The Making of an American Language. Stavins says one of the ways you know Spanglish has arrived is that you can now find it in Hallmark cards.
And I have here with me one that I bought in Boston that I found delicious. It is a card meant for someone who is sick and says, feeling sick, no te sientes bien, tienes que descansar, and then, watch un poco de televisión, drink your té con miel y limón, habla on the telephone, and before you know it, y de repente, you'll be feeling excelente.
Stavins says Spanglish is a restless language, changing so fast it's hard to pin down. So in his new book, he provides a rare dictionary. You want to back up the car in Spanglish? The correct verb is backupiar. Yarda is yard. Pregnada is pregnant. English words with a Spanish twist, typical of Spanglish.
Some linguists believe this is indeed a middle step in the process of language acquisition, that the target language is English. But if we are indeed in a middle step, this middle step has prolonged itself quite a while to the extent that it's becoming an end in and of itself.
You don't find it's corrupting of either language?
I find the term corruption a very debatable one. There are many people out there that speak English, Spanish, and Spanglish. It is a language that to this day academics have a strong distrust, that the politicians only recently have begun to take it more into consideration. But poets, novelists, and essayists have realized that it is the key to the soul of a large portion of the population. Spanglish is alive in the radio waves in an astonishing, inspiring way. Just going from one station to the next, one would quickly realize how what the type of marriage, the interconnection of these two languages.
Muchas gracias, primo. Este reporte les llega a ustedes por cortesía de Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Si va a comprar un carro usado, asegúrese que sea un Ford. Pasando al Gowanus BQE, dirección norte, super congestionado, desde el Belt Parkway hasta el puente de Brooklyn.
Spanglish is also the coining of new words. I came across in Springfield, Massachusetts, an ad on the street that said, no hanguear. Very clear to Latino kids in the area, it means don't hang out in this corner. There are other terms like one used in Madrid to refer to a condom, anti-baby. Comes from English, but it's really very artistic, so to speak.
Anti-baby? Okay, I think it's pretty clear. Sounds malicious, though.
Well,
we like
maybe.
Babies.
But not an anti one.
Right. What are some of your favorite words or expressions from the dictionary?
I love the word estresar, which means to be stressed out. We, in Spanish, have other ways to refer to this. But estresar is such a modern form of anxiety that really no synonym does the job. I love expressions like loncheria, a place where you go and have lunch, soquetes to refer to socks. There's so many and so beautiful.
Not all the terms are positive, of course. There's the avocado, someone who's assimilating.
Yes. There are other similar terms, such as yuca. It's a root that is very much part of the cuisine in the Caribbean, but yuca is also young, urban Cuban-American. And the word burrito is also a word that is used for someone who is an Uncle Tom, that is a sellout for the Chicano community.
Are you a promoter of Spanglish or just an observer?
I think that I am an observer. I think that I have a duty to make the language more widely known and at least a subject of discussion. Spanglish has been caught in the crossfire of issues of assimilation and of integration into this society. But I don't think Spanglish is really replacing the devotion that Latinos have toward the English language. Latinos are learning English. That doesn't mean that they should sacrifice their original language or that they should give up this in-betweenness that is Spanglish. Spanglish is a creative way also of saying, I am an American, and I have my own style, my own taste, my own tongue.
Ilan Stavins is professor of Latin American and Latino culture at Amherst College. He is author of the new book, Spanglish, The Making of a New American Language. His book includes a Spanglish excerpt from the classic novel Don Quixote de la Mancha. You can hear him read it at npr.org.